I know that for some of us, reading the Bible is not a joy, but a job. We know it's good for us, but it's dry and dull. It's like cereal, without milk or sugar or some kind of fruit. But take it from me, Bible reading does not have to be that way. The words of the psalmist can be real to us. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, the joy of reading the Word of God. Here are some things that will help. First of all, pray. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. We must pray and ask the Lord to give us spiritual understanding and enlightenment. Even as Christians, we can be pretty blind to the things of God. But as we pray, the Holy Spirit will reveal surprising and unexpected things to us. He will reveal excellent and wonderful things. The most wonderful thing of all is that He will show us more and more of Jesus, whose name alone is wonderful. Secondly, we must pray for an attentive heart and mind. Luke tells of Jesus, and He taught daily in the temple, and all the people were very attentive for to hear Him. The Bible says that you and I are to be good soldiers of Jesus Christ, and when the captain of our salvation speaks to us, we should be at attention, eager to hear and apply His word to our lives. Then we must pray for a spirit of expectation. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. I recall when my daughter Becky was young and Christmas time would draw near. Her eyes would sparkle and dance when she saw presents with her name on them. Her joy and excitement knew no bounds. The same spirit must grip our minds and hearts before this great treasure chest of all the unsearchable riches of Christ. Before us is this great banquet table full of spiritual truths to feed and nourish our soul. We must have a purpose. Look for something specific. The reason most of us don't find anything in the Scriptures is because we're not looking for anything. Do we want to learn to pray? We can learn much as we observe the way men of God poured out their souls in the Scriptures. Do we want to be a better witness? There are four books that tell us exactly how Jesus Himself went about revealing scriptural truths to the people He met. The books are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Do I want to be a man or woman after God's own heart? Read the life of David, who was a man after God's own heart. Look for something. Read with a purpose. Now then, in addition to prayer and having a purpose, we need a plan. I use a Bible reading program that gives me daily assignments in both the Old and New Testaments. This simple program is designed to help me read through the Bible in a year. It's designed and intended to help the children of God come into a systematic reading of the Holy Scriptures, so that nothing be left unread of that which is given as a light for our feet. Often, unlooked-for help will come in very unexpected places in the Bible, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. The man of God, therefore, cannot dispense with any portion of God's Word without loss to himself and hindrance to his usefulness. May God bless you as you read His Word.